And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, One Goes Out as Two Go In, which first aired on March 18th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! There's where we smash a tax wagon!
Oh, Gunnigan, you're acting like a jittery reporter. Remember, you're the news editor of the Daily Sentinel.
Never mind that. Get him.
From what Lowry and Jenks and the other reporters say about you, Gunnigan, you're deaf on secretaries. You belong in the newsroom. Why don't you get
back there? Took a holiday, Casey.
What? Bring me the answer to that one.
I'm a news editor. You say I'm deaf, and, well, I took a holiday from editing. I covered a story for the Sentinel.
That's your holiday, Gosh, you sure reached way into the sack to make that gag.
Okay, skip it. Where's Reed?
On the phone, here. I guess he's through. Yes, Mr. Reed.
Who's holding down the news desk now that Gunnigan's taking a couple of days off, Miss Case?
Parker, Mr. Reed. But Gunnigan's right here.
Okay, ask him. What, Gunnigan's there in your office?
Champing at the bit. He's been getting a story.
Well, send him in.
Okay, Gunnigan, you get the green light.
I heard it, Casey.
Hold your hat, Mr. Reed. There's a tornado coming.
Reed!
Thank you, Miss Case. The tornado already arrived.
Reed, I just saw Digby.
Oh, wait a minute, Gunnigan. Digby's in jail. He's just been sentenced to 5 years in the pen for...
For a crime he never committed.
What?
That's what he told me.
Now, take it easy, Gunnigan. Let me get this straight. Digby's been sentenced to 5 years for stealing money from the city tax.
But he didn't do it, Reed.
Gunnigan, he pleaded guilty.
Okay. But after the talk I had with him...
Besides, how come you got the man to talk? We've had our best reporters down there. All the way through the trial, he kept mum.
Reporters? Bah! A bunch of journalism school graduates.
I wouldn't call Lowry a bad reporter.
Oh, he's fair. But I figured I'd been in the newspaper game before him and the rest were whelped. In the old days, I could dig a story out of a clam. And I went out to prove I could do it again.
Well, what did he say?
I'll give it to you word for word, Reed. Digby was in his cell. They're sending him to the big house on the 8:15 tonight.
Yes?
He was hopping mad. Burning up when I got in to see him. Matter of fact, maybe he just began to realize that he was facing 5 years in prison. He kept yelling about Fletcher and Johnson.
They said they'd get me off easy. A suspended sentence. Fletcher told me. Johnson and he both.
The crooks! The dirty crooks! Let me out of here! I'll kill them all!
Keep your shirt on, Sam. You can't bite through those bars.
Fletcher and Johnson. Pair of dirty vultures. I didn't steal that money. They did, the two of them.
Easy, son, easy.
They made me plead guilty. Made me the fall guy for their racket.
Come on. Now, sit down.
I tell you, it's true.
Sure it is. Now, why not sit down and tell me about it?
Yeah. You're a newspaper man. Maybe you can print it.
Here, on the cart. That's it. Now, you work under Fletcher and Johnson, right?
Make it past tense, mister. I used to work under him.
Okay. A couple of months ago, my boss, the publisher of the Sentinel, got a notice that he hadn't paid his city taxes. When, as a matter of fact, he had.
Sure. That's what started the investigation. You see, I'm an accountant in the city tax department. When property owners send in their tax checks, I'm supposed to put them down as paid, but...
But according to the evidence... You kept dipping into the till until you were more than 10,000 bucks behind.
Yeah. Now, for instance, your boss's tax check. Instead of crediting him with that money, it was used to credit some guy who sent in his check half a year before.
Oh, that all came out in the papers, Digby.
It's what we call laughing.
Laughing?
You know, check comes in and you borrow it. Then the next check comes in and you apply it to the one you borrowed. You keep getting farther and farther behind.
And finally, you're behind the eight ball.
Sure. But there's one big difference between what everybody believes and what's the truth.
Spill it. I'm all ears.
I didn't take that dough. It was Fletcher and Justin.
Oh, now, sir.
I tell you, it's the honest truth.
But you pleaded guilty.
You don't believe me, huh?
Between you and me and those cell bars? No.
But I tell you, Look, here's the way it was. I'm small fry, see? Just an accountant.
Yeah?
Suppose your boss comes to you and says he's borrowing $500 from the tax money. Just for a couple of days. You can't say no.
That happened?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I had my job to worry about, so naturally I said okay and I covered up. But they kept borrowing and borrowing. It didn't stop, and then...
Then what?
Then your paper starts the investigation rolling. Fletcher tells me to take the rap and he'll get a suspended sentence for me. He said he'd fix things.
And you fell for that?
What else could I do? The guy's my boss. He had me stretched on the rack. Either I play ball or I lose my job. Yeah, I did it. I fell for it. And then when I plead guilty, he lets me take it. Leaves me holding the bag.
He kept on talking that way, Reed. Said Fletcher and Johnson left him holding the bag. That they were really the guilty ones. Reed, he sounded on the level. Absolutely.
Then why did he plead guilty? He's already been sentenced.
Yeah, and he has no money to appeal the case. Besides, what good's an appeal? They'd throw it out of court.
Yeah, he should have known better than to trust Fletcher and Johnston.
He knows it now.
Gunnigan? If the Daily Sentinel could prove this, we'd scoop the town. That pair of politicians is as crooked as loaded dice. They've covered their tracks too well. Well, hold it a second. Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, Fletcher's here.
Fletcher?
On pins and needles to see you.
Well, send him in. Send him in.
Fletcher, here, in the outside office.
Quiet.
Here you are, Mr. Fletcher.
Reed, I want to see you.
Is this another apology, Fletcher?
Apology?
Oh, you made one to me several months ago, remember? When I received that notice saying my city taxes were in default. He came over in a hurry to apologize, said it was an error, a mistake in bookkeeping.
Oh, that. Naturally, I didn't know then that Digby was lapping. Borrowing money from taxes, not putting it back.
I'm not so sure it was Digby.
He was sentenced and he deserved it. Robbing the taxpayers. I heard this man was over at the jail talking to Digby.
The name is Gunnigan. Mr. Gunnigan to you.
So that's why you're here.
If the Sentinel pays any attention to Digby's raving, you'll regret it, Reed. Digby has absolutely no basis for his assertion.
Why, you little skunk! The Sentinel...
Hold it, Gunnigan. Just what will the Sentinel regret, Fletcher?
Digby is guilty. It's all settled. If the Sentinel prints his assertions, Johnstone and I'll sue you for libel.
I see.
The man's made threats of violence against us. He's dangerous. He
Fletcher,
belongs...
The Sentinel believes his story.
What?
What's more, we're going to print his accusations, and your name will be right up there in the headlines.
But you're crazy. The man's heading for state prison tonight.
We believe you and Johnston are racketeers. We believe you dipped into the public purse, not Digby.
Print that and we'll rip this newspaper up.
Go ahead! What's more, get this. Digby is not going to state prison tonight.
If you... What? Not going? Well, you're crazy. You can't stop the law.
I'm not going to stop the law. We're going to use the law. Just listen, Fletcher, and you get an earful. Gunnigan.
Yeah, Reed?
Get in touch with our lawyer. Have him get busy right now. I want Digby's case appealed.
But, Reed, the guy has no money to pay for an appeal.
The Sentinel will pay for appeal. We'll back him all the way.
If you say so, Reed. But an appeal can't do any good.
Why, of course it can't. You're barking at the moon, Reed.
Am I?
Yes, and you know it. Suppose you do get an appeal. What of it? There's a little delay, and then the appeal comes up in court. They'll throw it right out because Digby already pleaded guilty. He hasn't got a leg to stand on. Now be reasonable. Lay off this crazy notion. Don't print that insane story about me and Johnstone, and
You're perfectly right in what you say, Fletcher. An appeal would be tossed out of court.
Sure. All you'll gain will be a little time.
That's just it. That's why I'm having Digby's case appeal.
Eh?
Time, Fletcher, time. The Sentinel's digging into this with both feet. With a little time, we'll get the goods on you. That's what we're after, and that's how we're going to do it.
But listen, you can't do this. Digby will be out on bail. He'll be roaming around free until the appeal comes up.
What of it?
But the man's dangerous. He's threatened us.
There's the door, Fletcher. Get out.
Okay, that's your attitude. But get this. Digby is heading for the state penitentiary. He's going there. You may delay it for a while.
Get out!
But you can't stop it. Before I'm through with this libel suit, you'll end up in the same place. Goodbye.
Well, Reed, you're sticking your neck in the noose. He's got you cold. An appeal.
Get the lawyer, Gunnigan. We're going through with it. All the way. And get every reporter in the place busy. The Sentinel's printing the truth, and we've got to back it up.
Saved my neck. The Sentinel hadn't paid for this appeal.
Never mind the thanks, Digby. Facts, that's what we want. You have a month to prove those rats railroaded you.
But there aren't any facts. They're all covered up.
See Gunnigan, the news editor. Give him all the help you can.
It ain't any use. Gosh, if I could only get my hands on Fletcher, I'd beat the truth out of him.
Reporters! Reed, these guys aren't reporters.
Two weeks gone by already, Gunnigan. What have you got?
Nothing, Reed. Not a thing. Fletcher and Johnson are laughing at us. And there's that libel suit. Reed, why don't we give up?
We're sunk.
Keep trying. If you get anything, give it to Miss Case and she'll relay it to me.
But Reed,
I said keep trying. Keep trying, you understand? Good morning, Miss Case. Anything new from Gunnigan?
Not a thing, Mr. Reed. The whole town's laughing at the Sentinel. We're backing a lost cause.
Fletcher and Johnston are guilty. I know it.
And you'd better hurry about proving it. 2 more days and Digby's appeal gets kicked right out of court.
2 days. 2 days to crack the truth.
Why not stop these stories about Fletcher and Johnston, Mr. Reed? That libel suit...
No, Miss Case. We'll keep fighting. Have Gunnigan call me. Understand? No matter where I am, I want to hear from him. Hello?
Hello, Reed. Casey told me you were home.
You got anything, Gunnigan?
We're sunk, Reed. No use. I've had every reporter busy, every cop pulled everywhere. Digby's licked and so are we. Might as well face it.
But Digby must have some facts to back up his story. He's been in his home. Have you seen him?
We've been living there, Reed. I tell you, it's all washed up.
Okay, Gunnigan. You say so. Looks like the Sentinel's licked. Good night, Gunnigan, and thank the boys for trying anyhow.
Bad news, Mr. Britt?
The worst, Cato. Every lead has fizzled out. Digby's washed up, and we're facing a libel suit. If there were any other way that hadn't been tried... Wait a minute.
What is it?
I've got an idea, Cato. There are still 2 days before that appeal. Digby's at his home now, tonight.
Yes?
The man was desperate. It's well known that he's been making threats against Fletcher and Johnston. Of course, he'd never carry them out, but...
I don't understand.
Get the Green Hornet mask and the gun, Cato. We're going out in a Black Beauty now, but we'll switch to another car later.
Mr.
There's no time for argument, Cato. We're heading for Digby's home. Digby isn't serving 5 years for a crime he didn't commit. Not if the Green Hornet can stop it.
Yeah, yeah, just a minute.
What's going on around here, Digby? Where is he?
Huh? Who are you? What are you talking about?
Sergeant Moran, police headquarters. I was sent over here to...
Say, if you're worried that I'm going to jump bail and beat it out of the state before the appeal, you got the wrong idea.
Yeah? Maybe you ought to, the way it looks for you now.
I don't care how it looks. Fletcher's a crook and Johnston, they're both crooks. If I had
and
my...
And there's another thing. Stop making those threats.
But I'm innocent.
It ain't helping you none talking that way, even if you're burned up.
Here. What are you doing, looking around the room that way?
That's okay. Guess I was seeing things.
Huh?
Well, I was sent over to tell you to lay off all that excited talk about Fletcher and his pal. They've been complaining to the police.
Then what are you looking for?
As I drove up, I thought I saw a car leaving here. And it looked a lot like that car the Green Hornet uses.
The Hornet?
Okay, skip it. Maybe them cheese sandwiches I had for supper made me see things.
All right. Now you've told me. Now get out. I'm still a free man. I have a...
Hey, who turned out the lights?
It's outside from the hall.
All right, Digby, let's go. We're getting out.
Your mask.
Holy, catch the Green Hornet. You're not going anywhere.
Stand back. Where's my gun?
Look out. The Hornet's shooting.
I'll handle him.
Take it. You can't... You shot me.
You killed him.
He's not dead. This gun shoots gas, not bullets. Come on.
But
is your car outside?
Yes, I don't understand.
You understand plenty. I'm getting you out of this jam. Hurry, the Green Hornet's getting you out of here.
Thank you.
sign of Digby or the Hornet. Keep playing it up in every edition. Big headlines. Hold on. The other phone's ringing. Hello? Getting a talking. Who's this? Press foreman? Yeah, I'm in Reed's office. Why? Doesn't want to catch him when he comes in, that's why.
Look, Gunnigan, how can I...
Be with you in a second, Casey. What's that? The extra's sold out completely. Swell. Run an additional 20,000. Yeah, all additions. With this disappearance yarn, we'll boost circulation aplenty.
Gunnigan.
Shut up, I'm busy. Hello, Denny. Still on? Yeah, talking to the press room. Got that new headline set for the later editions? Yeah, that's fine. Shoot it. Now, Casey, what's on your mind?
Noise, Gunnigan, noise. How can a girl work
this with
you?
This is a newspaper, Casey, not a morgue.
Well, I'll be fit for one soon. Oh, for Pete's sake, you've got your desk in the newsroom. Why set up in here?
I told you I want an ad read. He is coming in, isn't he?
He isn't in yet.
Hasn't showed up all day. Of all times to play Will-o'-the-Wisp.
Okay, you're in. I can't use dynamite to...
Baby, does the Sentinel look bad on this? We accuse Fletcher and Johnson of swiping the city dough. And then Digby turns out to be pals with a Hornet.
Miss Case, I'm only...
Reed, where you been?
Listen, Gunnigan.
A fine time for...
I heard about it.
Well, there's something you haven't heard about, Mr. Reed.
Oh, a legal-looking document. What is it, Miss Case?
That, Mr. Reed, is a summons and a libel suit brought against you by Fletcher and his sidekick. I accepted service on it for you.
Uh-huh.
No need to keep ducking it. They'll catch up with you eventually.
Yes, that was okay, Miss Case.
Okay, my foot. Reed, how can you be so calm? We're licked.
That doesn't sound like you, Gunnigan.
I've been yelling myself hoarse trying to locate you. Reed, we could have yanked out the Fletcher story in time.
Why should we do that?
Why? Because it ain't true.
No?
Reed, Digby gave us a crooked story. He's guilty all the way.
You think so?
He's with that Green Hornet. That's enough for me.
It's enough for anybody, Mr. Reed.
If I'd gotten hold of you, I could have kept out this libel story. But no, you weren't around.
So the Sentinel printed it, and now we're being sued.
Yeah, they'll rip us apart.
Why didn't you kill the story, Gunnigan?
But Reed, you gave me definite orders. Hey, you can't pass the buck to me on this.
Relax, Gunnigan. It's my responsibility, and I take all of it. Go right ahead.
You don't seem worried, Mr. Reed. Unless Digby's caught, we're in even a worse mess.
Perhaps.
Hello, Daily Sentinel. Publisher's up. Yes, Gunnigan's here.
Who is it, Casey?
Lowry. He's calling from Fletcher's.
Fletcher's, huh? You mind if I take it, Gunnigan?
No, go ahead, Reed.
Hello, Lowry. Reed talking. What's happened?
What?
He has, huh? Threats all day. Uh-huh. Well, how's Fletcher taking it? Right, hold the phone.
Gosh, what is it?
Fletcher's been threatened.
Threatened? Jumping codfish, Reed. Is it Digby?
They've been going on all day. Threats by phone, by wire, everywhere.
Yeah, Digby swore he'd get those two. He said it over and over again in the jail when I saw him.
Better take that phone, Gunnigan. Lowry's aching to spill all he has.
Shoot, Lowry. Gunnigan talking.
Mr. Reed, where are you going?
Sorry, Miss Case. I'm on my way to
a date, I suppose. Good grief, why don't you cancel?
I wish I could, Miss Case, but it's very important.
And I suppose it's that blonde debutante.
Miss Case.
Well, I don't care. How can that possibly be more important than what's going on?
What's your blood pressure?
You're facing a libel suit. Fletcher and Johnson scared to death they'd be murdered by a man who jumped bail.
And the Green Hornet, Miss Case. Don't forget the Hornet.
I give up.
I'll never give up, Miss Case. Digby's bound to turn up someday. Good night.
On the Sentinel, Britt Reed hurried to his apartment, where he got an expected telephone call. Hello?
Mr. Britt?
Good, Cato. I was expecting your phone call. Digby is still in hiding where we left him last night?
Yes, sir.
I just came from the newspaper. It's beginning to work, Cato. Those warnings you sent, the phone calls, they're all having their effect.
Rich is worried?
Both he and Johnston scared stiff. Did you dispose of Digby's car?
I did.
You were careful to remove all fingerprints?
Yes, sir.
Good. It's getting darker outside. Now I'm going out in the Black Beauty, Cato. I'll meet you in the alley behind the hotel where Digby's hiding. Meet me there in 30 minutes. You got it?
I'll be there.
Goodbye.
Behind a secret panel in Britt Reed's apartment, a narrow passage led within the wall and connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place for the super streamlined, high-powered Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
Car's all set, gas, oil. Better check on what I'm going to need tonight. It's all here. Put on the Hornet mask and...
Who's that?
Open up, Digby.
I've been expecting you, Hornet.
Don't look so nervous, Digby. I came up the fire escape. No one saw me. You haven't lost your nerve since last night.
Listen, I don't know who you are or why you took me. My appeal's coming up tomorrow.
I told you. I hate Fletcher and Johnston as much as you do.
But I have honest reasons. You're a crook. You're probably getting them out of the way to start a racket of your own.
Now, look, Digby, I'm not going to argue the point. But those rats tried to railroad
you. This ain't legal.
Of course it's legal. You're out on bail. You're free to go wherever you like as long as you don't leave the state.
But the papers, the story, it looks like I'm in with you.
Exactly. It looks that way, but...
Gosh, I don't know.
Digby, listen. We went over all this last night. You agreed to it then. You've got to do something before your appeal comes up. Make your choice. Play ball with me and you'll whip those rats. Right now, the public thinks you and the Green Hornet pulled a fast one last night.
But I didn't plan that. You did.
Exactly. And if you want the world to believe you on that, you've got to make them believe you on the tax money that was stolen.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You'll be in the clear. I'll see to that. Now, everything's set.
What about my car?
Back in your garage. No one knows it ever left there. Have you got a watch?
Yes.
Set it with mine. Here's a coiler rope.
What's that for?
You're going to be tied up.
I don't understand.
You will. I have an assistant, Digby. At 9 o'clock, he's coming here, by the fire escape as I came. He'll tie you and take you with him. You'll be blindfolded. That's all. You'll do it?
If I can prove the goods on those two rats, I... Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm leaving to make a few phone calls to Fletcher and Johnston. They're scared now, and they're going to stay that way. I'll set your watch with mine. It's 8:10.
Sit down, Fletcher. You'll wear a path in the rug.
He's out to get me. Digby and the Hornet.
Relax. You got police protection, ain't you?
What can you do against the Hornet?
You'll go batty.
Warnings, phone calls all day long. There it is again.
I'll take it. Hello?
Fletcher railroaded Digby.
Who's this?
A Green Hornet.
Wait a minute. Where I...
Hung up.
Why don't you trace those calls? Why don't you do something?
What can we do? Nobody knows who he is. He takes off his mask, phones from pay stations. You can't
wait. Phone calls. Forget me. I'm scared. Scared, I tell you.
Yes? This is Johnston talking. Who is it?
Johnston. The Green Hornet will catch you.
No. It's him.
Stop yelling, Johnston. Give me that.
Oh, it's no use. He hung up.
Okay,
he's gone.
Okay, take it easy, will you? Sergeant Moran's over at Fletcher's house keeping guard. I'm here.
Murder, that's what. Phone calls, threats all day. I can't stand it. We'll go crazy. We'll go crazy.
Hello, Sergeant Moran talking. What? The Hornet? You're sure? Okay.
So wait, Sergeant. Where are you going?
Headquarters. Get a tip, Fletcher. The Hornet's over at Johnstone's place.
Wait. Don't let me here. I'm scared. I tell you, I'm scared. Take me. I'll go with you.
Okay. What a yellow streak you're getting. Come on.
Who was that?
That's your doorbell, Johnston.
Oh, yes. The doorbell.
I won't be long. Probably Sergeant Moran. Headquarters said they were sending him here as soon as he got the warning that the Hornet was coming after you first instead of Fletcher.
You'll come right back?
Yeah. The whole neighborhood's surrounded with cops. You'll be okay. Be back in a second.
He's gone. I'm alone. But I'm safe. I feel as if there was someone else here. Nerves, that's what. Those warnings got me worried. I'll make sure. There. Door's locked. Even if the Hornet tried to, he couldn't...
You're late, Johnston. I'm already here.
Who said that? The room's empty. The drape! You were behind the drape!
I told you I'd get you.
The Hornet, it's... No, don't shoot!
I came over the rooftops, down a rope to your window.
The Hornet, listen!
This gun is for you.
Oh, wait! You can't! I framed Digby.
Take it, rat!
Help me! I can't breathe!
Goodbye, Johnston. Your company's coming. I won't be around for a while.
Hey, what's that shouting? That's all. The door's locked. That's all. Put on your dice. Fight you down. Come on. Get it.
Okay,
get it. Come on.
What happened? Johnston.
Where is he? I'm
here. Stay on the floor.
Holy, catch the Hornet on him. Look, here's a note.
There's no one here.
Sergeant, There's a rope hanging from the roof. He used this window.
Look at this note, Fletcher.
McCarty, what does it say?
Johnstone is taken care of. You're next, Fletcher.
No, listen, Sergeant. I can't stand it. I want to get through the police. He killed Johnstone, murdered him. That means I'm next.
We'll take care of you.
Put me in jail any place behind bars. I'll be safe there. I'll tell you the whole thing.
What are you talking about?
Johnstone and me, we framed Digby. We stole that tax money. Huh?
You mean the Sentinel story was right?
All of it, every word, I'll confess. I'd rather confess than have the whore kill me, too. Here's the key to the safe deposit vault. Get all the details. I won't be murdered. I won't. Lock me up now, please.
It's a pleasure, Fletcher. You're headed for the host cow right now. You got all that flattery?
Yes, Sarge, I heard it.
Take him out of here. Get his confession right and check that safe deposit box.
Come on, you.
Yes, that's great. That's the dead. I'll be next. I confess to everything. Everything. Everything.
What's that, Casey?
That libel suit's washed up, Gunnigan. I'm tossing the summons in the wastebasket.
Some yarn, huh, Reed?
Fletcher's behind bars, Gunnigan?
Him and Johnson both, Reed. Can you imagine it? Johnson wasn't dead. He'd just been gassed. By the time he came to, it was too late. Fletcher had already spilled the beans. The cops had already checked the safe deposit vault.
And best of all, Digby had already been cleared.
Digby cleared?
Mr. Reed, don't tell me you hadn't heard about that.
Why... No, Miss Case. Remember, I was busy. I didn't have a chance to see the paper this morning.
Well, then, good grief, you didn't know Digby was delivered to police headquarters just about the time the Green Hornet was at Johnson's place?
He was?
Sure. The car drove up past headquarters and dumped him out. He was all tied up like a mummy.
He's in the clear, Reed. All the way. And get this. The car that left him at headquarters and got away again was the car of the Green Hornet. How do you like them apples?